Welcome to the second episode of Brooke and Tori's Lady Gamer podcast. We have a lot to talk about today, so it's pretty exciting. Also, I just baked the most amazing cookies. I thought you should all know that.
And we just played Mario Kart as well.
Yep, and I did beat Nate, so...
Yeah, you did, but he beat you too, so...
We're even.
Yeah.
Anyways, last week we were going to tell you about our adventures going rock climbing, but that actually didn't happen because I, like, broke my leg. Well, actually, I didn't break it, but I couldn't walk for, like, a week, so rock climbing is, like...
On hold.
Yeah. But tomorrow we're going to do something, so if anything epic happens, then we will fill you in. So we have some emails from people. We asked people to email in their favorite childhood game memories, and two people emailed in, and then two people were just kind of emailing whatever, which is totally fine. So
Bradley, one of the whatevers.
So the first one is from John D.
Hockey.
Yeah. He didn't put his full last name, so. And he says, "Hiya. I just heard your podcast from the Second Funniest Podcast Facebook. Do they always post them on their own page, or do you have a separate page?" They're always on that. We don't have a separate page because this technically isn't our podcast. We are just filling in.
So maybe one day we'll have our own page.
Yes.
But also, last time they posted, like, the actual sound clip right on the Facebook page, which was pretty cool, and they usually don't do that.
And after Mia comes back... We are going to have our own show, so stay tuned for that, because yeah. It'll be epic.
We also want to thank everyone for all the support and happiness and how much everyone likes us, because...
Yeah, it was really good to see people, you know, like, oh, you guys did a good job and stuff, because we were actually really nervous that people would be like, oh, these people suck.
Everyone's really excited about this, and it makes us more excited about it.
Yay. So thank you. Keep emailing us because it helps and it can make our show more awesome. So also, if anyone has a more epic email than Bradley, the competition is on because Bradley always sends us like a billion questions.
So, he has 20 questions this time.
Yeah, we're going to play 20 questions from Bradley.
Yes, I think, and I honestly can't even answer half of those questions. I don't even know. Like, I've read it 3 times and some of the questions I'm still unanswered.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Anyways. Back to the email.
Yes.
Anyways, great job, girls. I really enjoyed listening to it. See? Thank you, John. That means a lot to us. Anyways, one of my early video game memories was probably when I was 2 or 3 years old and we had a NES. That is kind of old. My eldest brother was playing Ghostbusters 2 and I asked if I could play. He did the big brother thing. Oh, you're too small and get out of here. I remember watching for a few minutes and I knew what I was going to do. LOL. I told my mom it scared me, so she made my brother turn it off. That's actually really smart. If you were, like, 2 or 3.
Yeah, I give props to that.
Sorry, something's dying in my house.
What's happening?
don't worry about it, that's just my family. Where was I? I remember going to bed with a smile on my face that night. My evil little plan worked, and my brother was just sitting there staring at me with a pissed-off frown. He actually looked like little Nikki. That image will haunt me for the rest of my life. Some of my favorite memories playing Double Dragons, Battletoads, Contra, Golden Axe, Super Mario Bros. Series with my brother. Also, the Duck Hunt game was awesome. Also, I have Duck Hunt, and it is pretty awesome. N64 was my own first console. I nearly cried on Christmas when opening it, lol. I still have it stored away. Conquer Bad Fur Day was my favorite game on the system. GoldenEye 007, I am pro at that. Mario Kart 64, also pro. Star Fox, really bad at it.
Did you ever play Mario Kart 64?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I did.
I still have it. We should play that sometime.
We should. Is that the one where you can have two people?
Yeah, you can have two people on. Oh, no, that's on Double Dash on GameCube.
But anyways, this email was a little longer than I planned. Sorry about that. You don't have to be sorry. Gaming definitely means a lot to me, apparently. LOL. John. That was a nice email, John.
It was nice. And also, I got my N64 for Christmas as well, so...
Okay, should we do Caleb's next?
Yes, because, yes.
You know you're getting pro when Caleb emailed you? Because I was telling Tori, like, it's only a matter of time before Caleb emails us.
So. Okay, I'm going to take the lead on this one.
Okay.
Hey, that's right, the legendary Caleb is emailing. Okay,
see?
I'm probably not legendary, so I'll guess I'm stuck with Caleb. But you actually are legendary, and I am now dubbing you the legendary Caleb. That is your name. All right, so his first question is, can you explain to me what's the pore of Minecraft? I think you mean point, maybe pore, I don't know. But either way, I get your question. And I don't know what the point or the pore of Minecraft is.
I've actually played Minecraft. And it's, like, it's cool for, like, 2 minutes when you're, like, oh, cool, I can, like, craft everything. And then, like, 2 minutes later, you're, like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, I read up about it and stuff, and it said that the game has no point.
Yeah.
So, there's no way you can actually win it yet. So, I don't know what the deal is with that. I don't know.
It's more for, like, casual gamers, you know? Like, people who, like, games like The Sims where you can just kind of play at your own pace and stuff like that.
But I remember when I got my Wii at Christmas and I got Animal Crossing and I played Animal Crossing every single day and I like caught fish and I sold them.
I remember that.
It just got to a point where I was like, why am I doing this? What is the point? And I stopped playing. So, yeah. I don't know. I really don't know what the pore of Minecraft is.
I guess it all depends on your style of gaming, too.
Yeah. So I hope that answers that one. And your thoughts on the not 3D 3DS. Brooke, have you played the 3DS? Have you used one?
Yeah, no, I haven't.
It is so bad. It looks...
Well, you know those, like, no, go on. I'll cut in after.
I can't even explain. It doesn't look 3D. I don't know. I really don't...
Well, like it's because, like... Well, okay, I'm a film student, right? So I watch, like, a billion movies. And you're talking about, like, 3D films... And it's, like, the concept of a 3D film is actually really stupid because your brain does not register things on screen in 3D. No matter how much special effects you can put into it, your brain will always register them as 2D. So 3D movies are cool, like, for a little bit, but they're not going to be, like, they're not going to be around for a while. I can tell you that because... Especially, like, the 3DS, if you're looking right at a screen, it's not possible for your brain to...
No, it doesn't, like, when I looked at it, it didn't look 3D, like, it just...
Yeah, like, just I had a whole really lecture boring. On this, and I was like, huh, the wonders of the human brain.
And I heard that the reason they're making so many 3D films is actually so that people can't really illegally download them or something, because, like, the graphics are off or something. But... really sick of 3D.
Same with 3D TVs. Like, I will not get a 3D TV.
No, I won't either. So, everybody stop supporting 3D. Anyways, thank you, Caleb. I hope that answers your questions, and thank you for sending in your questions.
Okay. Colton. Hey, Brooke and Tori, it's Colton. Here's my childhood gaming story. It's basically me and my brother playing the N64, playing games like Snowboard Kids and Star Fox 64. Good times those were. Talk to you girls later. Okay, bye, Colton.
That reminds me that when I was, like, I was in, like, grade 2, and I had this 101 Dalmatians game, and my aunt could not, like, she couldn't work a mouse for some reason, so I had this game where she had to, like, put soot on all the puppies, and it took her, like, 3 hours, and they just kept, all the puppies just kept coming, and I'm pretty sure there was more than 101, pretty sure there was, like, 501, and she sat there for, like, an entire afternoon playing that game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also, someone on my street used to have a Dalmatian, and its name was Pongo. So, Colton, there you go.
There you go,
Colton. People actually do name their dogs Pongo. And then he moved away, so that was the end of Pongo. Also, Pongo was, like, really, really mean. And, like, he would just, like, be on a leash on his front yard, and you'd walk past him, and he'd, like, attack you. So, anyways, Bradley, okay, we're gonna have, like, a segment on our show called Emails from Bradley, because Bradley's emails will take up, like, half our show. So, yeah, this is the first segment of Emails from Bradley. Okay. Hey, Lady Gamers, it's Bradley. How are you guys doing? So, I have some questions for you, as always, and let's see how they go. Number one, what is your favorite power-up from any of the Super Mario games and why?
I can't even remember any of the power-ups. All I remember is the mushrooms. Like, I'm trying so hard to think of the other ones.
My favorite is the helicopter, because if you get that and then you keep it and you go to the last level, you can just, like, fly your whole way through the last level. So, it's that one. Yours is the mushroom?
I guess so. I can't remember any of them. I was going to look them up before we started, but then I didn't.
What about, like, the star or the...
Yeah, I guess, yeah, the star is pretty good.
Question two. What games are you looking forward to in the future and why? Well, obviously Sly 4.
Obviously.
Other than that, you know, I'm not really...
I think a lot of them just came out.
Yeah.
Like, they've all come out I don't know. Like, I couldn't think of anything that...
Maybe the new Halo, but I'm, like, kind of weird like that, so... But not the remastered one, like, the new one they're making.
Yeah.
Maybe that, but I wouldn't say, like, looking forward. Like, when it comes out, I'll be like, oh, cool, but I'm not going to, like, stand in line and... Anyways, question three.
Not like you stood in line for Twilight.
Okay, so here is my Twilight story. I'm just going to interrupt here. So, for some reason, my boyfriend really likes Twilight. I hate it. It's, like, the most horrible thing I've ever had to experience. So, anyways, I took him to the movies to see it because I am an awesome person. And we got to the movie theater, and their debit machine was down. So, we walked around the mall for, like, 25 minutes trying to find a freaking ATM. And then we get back to the movie theater, and since the debit machines are down, there's like a billion people in line, so it took us like an hour to get our tickets. And then the movie was horrible, and it was a really horrible night, and then I came home and I ate so much, because I was like, this night sucked. Anyways, back to our emails. That was just my little rant about Twilight. Oh, and also the first scene in the last Twilight film, if any of you care, is Taylor Lautner taking off a shirt. Big surprise. So,
yeah, I'm not surprised.
What question were we on?
Number three.
Oh.
What is your favorite video game series example? Mario Kart series, Sly series, Portal series, etc., and why? Mm-hmm. I probably have to say it's the Mario Kart series because I've been playing it since I was like six.
Yeah, same. Probably like Mario Kart and Sly mixed together.
Yeah.
But I wasn't really too fond of the third Sly one, so it'd be like the first two Slys and then Mario Kart. So, oh, and maybe Grand Theft Auto. And why? Because Sly's cool. Mario Kart.
And Mario is the best, and nothing will ever beat it, ever.
And Grand Theft Auto is just fun if you're angry, because you can just take out all your anger. Which Nintendo character is your favorite, and why?
Yoshi is the best, because he is adorable, and I was always Yoshi when I was little. And I love playing Yoshi's Island for N64.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I would have to say Koopa Troopa, because, I don't know, I always just thought he was cool.
He's had a soft spot for Koopa Troopa.
Yeah. Huh, question five. Also, props to Bradley for asking this, but...
Yeah. You have some balls, kid.
Yeah. If you could go out with any of the second funniest podcasters, regardless of whether you have a boyfriend or not, who would it be and why? The pressure is on, you gals. Do you count, Tori?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so, we'll date.
Yeah, we're dating. Sorry, Bradley, but she's taken.
So, because I know you're not going to like...
And why?
Because I know you.
Because you're exotic.
Thanks. I'm exotic?
Yeah.
That's a word. I've actually never heard anyone say that
to
me.
Yeah, you did. You said that once. You were like, I'm exotic.
Yeah, but no one's ever said that to me.
Well, I just did.
Okay, so... And if Tori doesn't count, then I would be a second funniest podcaster, none. And I would just live my life to serve Shark Jesus.
Yeah, Shark Jesus.
Oh, also, my sister is going to her youth group tonight. And I think it's pretty cool that she goes there because I should admit it, but my family's not the most religious in the world, but, like, my mom, like, she still goes to church and stuff, and my grandma's really religious, but, you know, like, we're always really busy, so we never have to go, so it's good that my sister's going. But anyways, I was telling her that I was gonna make a Shark Jesus youth group, and our groups were gonna battle, and it would have been, like, a giant fight between Jesus youth group and Shark Jesus youth group.
That sounds good.
And then Dan came in and said that Bear Shark Jesus was going to be his youth group, so it's going to be like a giant brawl.
Wow. So. That doesn't sound like a church.
No.
I don't think churches usually fist fight.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe
a lot. Okay, question six. If you could go out with any Nintendo character, who would it be and why?
I don't really know because most of them aren't human.
Yeah.
Maybe Bowser because he's really badass.
I would date the ghost.
Ghost.
Boo, or whatever his name is. Have you ever... Okay, question seven. Have you guys ever been interested in voice acting or something to do with video games? Actually, when I was, like, 15, I wanted to be a voice actress. And I was, like, really into it, and I actually really, really, really wanted to do it. I don't remember what kind of started it, but, yeah, I actually... That was one of my life goals. I don't want to do it anymore. I figured out that I had to actually, like, act first, kind of, like, on stage and stuff, and I'm, like, horrible in front of people. So if you ever see me and I'm, like, really awkward, it's just, that's just me. So that's why I didn't But I was like, if they just hired me to do a voice, I could probably do it. And also, I'm really bad at, like, character voices.
Yeah.
So I probably would do really bad at it.
Except when you do your mom's voice.
Do your Mark voice.
I can't, okay, you know what? First of all, they're not going to find it funny because they don't know Mark. Third of all, I don't know what I'd say.
Second of all?
Second of all, the number two got lost.
Okay.
But yeah, we know this guy, and I can do a really good impression of him. And I'm pretty proud of it.
Yeah.
And
it's actually really good.
Yeah. It sucks because they don't know him, so even if I did it, they wouldn't know.
If you guys ever meet a guy named Mark and he has a really, really cool voice, you should be like...
Kind of like this!
Yes. If he talks like that, then tell him you know Brooke and Tori, and he'll be like, oh my god. Number eight. Yeah? Yeah. Number eight.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite female voice actor from a game and why? I would have
to... Just Googling it.
What?
Are you Googling it?
No, I was gonna say the chick who voiced Carmelita in the third game.
In the third game? Really?
Yeah, because, well, she's not my favorite, but it just made me laugh, because it was like, the whole point of the third game was try to figure out which accent Carmelita's gonna use.
Yeah, really. Like, I remember when we were about to play it, and you were like, okay, she's gonna sound like she swallowed a Mexican.
Yeah. Like, and then, like, halfway through the game, it was like, oh, she went to Italy, and now she's Italian. Nope, now she's Spanish again.
It was really weird.
And it was just kind of like the chick.
Could do that many accents.
Yeah, it was like the voice. Well, I bet you Kevin would know this. It was like she went into the recording studio and they were like, okay, we want you to say all these lines in Spanish, in Italian, and in French or whatever it was. Yeah, she wasn't my favorite, but it was kind of funny to hear. And she also had like a really weird voice, and like you'd think that they'd make her voice kind of similar to.
But they didn't even try.
Yeah.
It wasn't even. Her voice was different in the first game, wasn't it, too?
Yeah, it was, like, really, really, really Latin.
I bet it's gonna be really different in the fourth one, too.
Maybe. She'll be, like, Asian.
Maybe.
Question nine.
And number nine is obviously the favorite voice male actor. I'm pretty sure we have to pick Kevin.
Yeah. So that's kind of a given.
Yeah.
Number 10. What is the funniest game you've ever played?
Okay, so I've never played this game, but, I have to say that Plumbers Don't Wear Ties is the winner for this one.
Yes.
So, if any of you are interested in Plumbers Don't Wear Ties, please search it on YouTube right away.
It's like...
Just pause this podcast and just go and search it.
Yeah, you go to Google and you just type in Plumbers Don't Wear Ties, and it should be like a game review on some website or whatever, and it's so the funniest video game ever. Like, it's so weird.
I don't want to spoil it for them. I watched it, like, 3 times, and the video's, like, 15 minutes long.
I know. I remember when someone showed me that, and I was like, are you serious? Also, if you guys can't find it, I can post it on the podcast wall for you, but, like, you have to see it. Mine would have to be that, or it would have to be Sheep, because that was just lols. But, yeah, Google Plumbers Don't Wear Ties.
Do that.
And it will be the best night of your life.
Literally, I, like, laugh so hard.
Number 11. Out of all the games you've played, who is the funniest character and why? I don't know.
I don't know either. I feel like Daxter from Jack and Daxter had some comic relief, but I can't really remember. I haven't played that in a while.
I also really liked Clank from Ratchet and Clank. I thought he was really cute, but he wasn't really the funniest. So I guess that doesn't really answer that.
Maybe we'll think of that.
We'll have to get back to you on that question.
We're really bad at the funny questions. I guess there's not many funny things that happen to us during video games.
Yeah. Number 12. Who is the favorite villain in all the games you've played? I feel like
I have thought long and hard on this, and I have no clue.
Favorite villain? Maybe? I don't know. Well, I think I said before I liked the Contessa, so I guess that's my answer. Okay, yeah. So I would have to say the Contessa, but I'd have to actually think about it, because I actually don't remember all of the villains.
Yeah.
Right now.
And out of all the villains in the games you've played, who is the most cruel?
Clockwork?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, like, yeah, because he killed Sly's family, then he tried to kill Sly, then he came back, kind of.
Also, we don't really have a reason for this, do we? Like, why he wanted to kill them all so much?
I think he was jealous, because jealous they were really legit, and then he was like, I want to be legit.
I want to be legit.
He also reminded me of Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
Even though he sounds nothing like Alan Rickman, but...
Did we tell him about the Alan Rickman story? About our summer with Alan Rickman?
Oh, when
our
we...
entire summer, we pretty much obsessed over Alan Rickman.
We watched every movie that Alan Rickman was ever in.
Yes, and we watched some really messed up things, except for Die Hard. Yeah. Also, the other day someone tried to tell me that Die Hard was a Christmas movie, and they were like, I consider Die Hard a Christmas movie, and I was like, I really don't think so.
Well, it takes place, like, at a Christmas party, but, you know, you can watch it anytime.
Yeah.
Also, if you guys want to watch a really tripped up movie, go watch Help, I'm a Fish.
Yes, that was another Alan Rickman movie. It's
Can we give them a preview of what they're going to expect?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Just give me a sec. And you guys will be like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, the entire time we watched this movie, we were just laughing so hard.
Like,
it was really messed up. I don't know why Alan Rickman decided that it was a good idea to do that. But it's basically the premise of the story is that three kids turn into fish, and then they need help.
Yeah.
Hence the title, Help, I'm a Fish.
I'm trying to find the,
the song?
Yeah.
We should start the podcast with that song. We really should.
Like, it's so trippy.
I didn't even put it on our playlist because it was too messed up.
I don't know if it's this one or not. No, this isn't it. There is a worse one. Oh, I found it. Nope, never mind. Just kidding, that's in Danish.
Yeah, it was really hard to find it in English.
Okay, here it is. This is what the music sounded like throughout the whole movie.
Yep.
It had no, like, association with what was happening. So you get the gist of that movie. Like, I remember watching that and I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, I thought I was high.
Yep.
Also,
don't do drugs.
No. But if you watch that movie, you will feel like you are on drugs.
You will feel like you did drugs and there will be no
need
impact on your health whatsoever. Yeah.
You might be a little freaked out for a while, though. So.
Oh, well.
Anyways. That was like a whole other. We went really off topic there.
Yeah, where were we?
Video game has the best story and why?
You know, my favorite adventure game, I guess it would be, is Kingdom Hearts, and I don't even think it has a really good story, to be honest. I think that they were just like, how can we incorporate every Disney movie into a video game? And so they chose this random theme, and that's the story. So I really don't know,
I think Uncharted has a pretty cool storyline, but I've yet to play the third one, so I don't really know how it goes.
Bradley's questions are too intense for us.
I know.
You're going to have to ask us easier questions, Bradley.
We're not that legit, Bradley.
You have to ask us, what is your favorite color?
And we'll still be like,
I don't know.
Maybe blue?
But purple's pretty good, too.
Also, orange. So now you don't have to ask this whole question.
For the record, my favorite color is turquoise.
I know. And my favorite color is orange. Also, I have a turquoise kayak.
Yeah, you told me.
Well, they don't know. And my boyfriend built it. He builds kayaks.
And then you never use them.
Well, they're not done yet. But
yeah, they are.
Anyways, we are just the worst for staying on topic tonight.
But that's good.
Which video game has the saddest story and why? I don't know. I thought that The Force Unleashed for Wii was pretty sad.
Of course you did.
Well, I don't know, at the end it was pretty sad because, either way it ends kind of horrible for him. Spoiler! The first, ending, he dies, and then the second ending, his girl dies. So.
It's pretty depressing.
Yeah. And, Darth Vader killed his dad and stuff, so he just had, his life was kind of fail. What video game has the most confusing story and why?
Final Fantasy. I will never play Final Fantasy. I had a friend who played Final Fantasy, and she tried to explain it to me, the first game, and I was like, I don't know what is happening. So, yeah.
I also think that Zelda, just because there's, so many of them.
Yeah.
that you're like, okay, I don't know which one comes first, or like, unless you're like really into the series, but I just thought it was like really confusing. Like, if I went to the store and I was gonna pick up a Zelda game, I would not know where to start. 17. Are you gals going to 3DS? We have already answered this, and the question is no.
Yeah, no.
Unless someone buys me a 3DS.
What?
I said unless someone buys me one.
What? Oh, if someone wants to buy you one?
Yeah.
The last handheld, like, gaming device that I had was a Game Boy Advance, so.
I had a DS.
No, I didn't go that far. I got a life by then.
I still don't have a life. So. Question 18.
Question 18 is a repeat. You already asked us this, but I actually thought of an answer, so I'm not worried about it. What is the funniest line in a game that you've heard and read? In Tekken 5, I think it was, Tekken 5, this one character, before you fought with him, he shouted, "I'll break your face," and it made my friends and I laugh, like, really hard, and we'd always shout that out, so that's probably my favorite line.
"I'll break your face."
"I'll break your face."
Did he sound like that?
Yeah, he did.
Can you do that in the Mark voice?
"I'll break your face."
Imagine if Mark said that to you. Something's happening.
Tiny cow's doing shit.
Tiny cow is doing shit. That is what's happening in Tori's house right now.
Tiny cow is doing shit.
Question 19. What is your favorite song from a video game?
I actually had the Kingdom Hearts songs on my iPod for the longest time, and then I took them off because I didn't feel like being a nerd anymore.
I don't have a favorite song from a video game. Dan keeps calling me. He can wait. We're in the middle of something. Question 20. Are you back?
If you could be any Cooper, who would you be and why?
Ryuichi.
Yeah.
I feel like I've answered this.
Yeah.
But come on, he invented sushi. Unlimited sushi.
He asked us who our favorite Cooper was, so this is kind of the same thing, I guess.
I would be Sly's mom.
Sly's mom?
Yep.
And we got the bonus question. I don't know what we get as a bonus. Do we get an extra mark or something? But if you could...
Maybe he thought, like, we wouldn't, like, get to with the last question. So he
or
was,
maybe
like,
he thought he didn't want to make it 21 because he wanted to stop at 20, just like Mrs. Duggar.
No, she's having another baby.
I know. She's on the 20th one.
Yeah,
it's
insane.
She almost killed the last one, but...
Like, how awkward is her, like, 5-year-old kid gonna be when that has, like, a 7-year-old niece?
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, my aunt is 2 years younger than I am.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Alright.
Maybe they should just stop reproducing.
They should... That guy is not complaining, though.
Yeah, no. Like, if my parents had a baby every time... You know what? I would be like, hey, this is getting really gross. Please stop. Please stop having kids, because... No.
Please make it stop. Stop having kids. So getting back to our bonus question. If you could play one game for the rest of your life and one game only, which would it be and why? And probably Mario Kart. Just because I could play it for, like, hours and hours, and I just don't get bored of it.
Maybe Grand Theft Auto, because I still haven't beaten it. Okay, I think that's enough questions for this podcast. Are you sure it's enough, Bradley?
Are you sure?
I hope you guys enjoy doing the podcast, and I'll talk to you gals later. Wink face.
Wink face.
Bradley, P.S. You gals are awesome. Thanks, Bradley.
Thank
we know. I'm just kidding. We're not that cocky.
Okay, a little story on P.S. It actually stands for postscript. Postscript. So to have P.S.S., it would be postscript. It makes more sense to put postscript. So that's a little educational lesson for you. Because right here it says PSS.
I think it sounds better with postscript.
It's postscript.
Oh yeah, PPS.
Yeah.
Never mind.
So, yes. Anyways, sorry for such a short email. I'll try to make it longer next time. I bet you will. And I would like to see you try to make the email longer next time.
Also, Bradley. I want someone to send us a longer email than Bradley.
Yeah, that's
with new questions.
The competition is on to have the longest email.
You will get a cookie that I made today.
Can we actually mail out a cookie?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to mail you a cookie if you can send us the longest email.
The challenge is on. How was Jesus Camp?
Jesus Camp.
Anyways.
Can you put that first part in the podcast?
What part?
and you were like, how is Jesus camp?
Okay, anyways, back to our podcast. So that was all the emails we had, and they were all really, really awesome, so keep sending us them.
And I like all the support we're getting on the podcast fan page as well. It makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
Warm and fuzzy.
Warm and fuzzy.
Okay, so speaking of the podcast wall, Jaden wanted us to talk about his ability to swim. But the thing is, he didn't tell us if, like, he was able to swim or not, so...
He just said that I would guess that when he says my ability to swim, that means that he has the ability. Because, like, an ability is something you can do, so
I guess... So, challenge for Jaden. If you have a super awesome ability to swim, swim against Shark Jesus. Try to swim away from Shark Jesus.
I'd like to see you do that.
Yeah. That's your challenge. And if you can't swim, then your challenge is to learn.
There you go.
Because if the world is ever flooded, you would be screwed.
Yeah. So. Or you could just get a boat.
So that is our... Oh, and he also said he expects us to talk 5 to 10 minutes about him, so...
I don't know if we can talk about you for 5 to 10 minutes, because I've never met you, and I really don't know.
We could lurk his Facebook and then just talk about the things he likes.
We could.
Would that be creepy?
I don't think so. Think he wants us to talk about him for 10 minutes.
I feel like I should...
Alright, so let's start at his... I don't have this as a friend, so it's going to be hard.
Oh, I do.
No, well, I don't.
Also, if this is really creepy, Jaden, we're sorry, but you asked for it.
But yeah, you asked for it, so... So what I can see when I go to Jaden's Facebook page is that he went to a high school. I'm not going to say which one.
That's good. Because education is good.
Yes. And his profile picture is really trippy, and I'm staring at it, and I think I'm going to be sick.
Also, he was born on the same day as my boyfriend, so that's actually really legit.
We're not going to say what day it was, though.
No. Also, someone put a face palm on his Facebook, so...
What?
Someone put a face palm image on his Facebook, so he probably said something stupid.
He also likes Batman fan page, and Sucker Punch Productions, and Neil Burger, and Farmville.
Gotta love Farmville.
So I think that all of those things go together really well.
But does he like to swim?
That is the question.
Oh, also, I really like the Uncharted poster he made. I thought that was pretty cool. I don't know if he posted it on the Facebook wall.
So
I think that's enough creeping.
It hasn't been 5 to 10 minutes, but...
Well, if it could get really creepy. We can get really creepy if they want us to. That sounds really... Never mind.
Yeah, let's not say that.
Okay. Yeah. So, today we were going to talk about games from our childhood. This is also different than old school games, because a lot of old school games I didn't really like. But these games are games that, like, you would spend hours playing when you were little. Also, last night I played Third World Farmer.
Best game.
You can go to Google and play it, and just type in Third World Farmer. And
it's actually,
like,
almost impossible to
play. It is the most horrible game to play, because everything goes wrong. Because you're a third world farmer. And it's like, oh, you're finally getting money.
If this from a third world country, we apologize. But you should probably stop farming.
But it's good, because the point of the game is to bring awareness to, like, things like that. You know, like, there are people out there who can't feed themselves a lot. But, like, you're playing it, and then you grow all this wheat and everything, and then...
And then someone from your family, like, gets sick, and you can't help.
Or it's like, oh, you got robbed of everything you have. Now you have no money and no crops, and you're screwed. So... Also, I only beat it once.
Yeah, I think I can't remember if I beat it once.
So, you guys should all go play that.
Also, everyone should play Pandemic.
Yes,
Pandemic. If you've ever played Pandemic, please tell us about it, because we love that game.
If you infect Madagascar, you are pro.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Pro.
I remember when I showed Dave and Matt that game, and they didn't stop playing it for like 2 weeks.
I know. So, yeah. Go play Pandemic and Third World Farmer if you're bored.
And look up Plumbers Don't Wear Ties.
Yes.
And Watch Out for the Fish. Yes. This is Tori Brooks' to-do list.
Yes.
You do.
This
I
is
bet
our
Bradley
Christmas
will do
podcast
all of these
list.
Things. I bet Bradley will do all of these things.
Also, the first person to do all of these also gets a cookie.
Yes, we are mailing in cookies. Actually, the first person to do all of these things gets 2 cookies.
Yes.
You have to prove to us that you actually did them.
Yeah. And then I want a photo of you eating the cookies.
That's a little weird.
Well, no, because they could be like, oh, I don't want these cookies. And then,
like,
all my effort of mailing them.
By the time they get to them, I have to glue it back together.
Yeah, they'll probably be moldy. So, but I still want a picture of you eating them.
Or at least looking at it.
Anyways, when I was like, remember when I was like 5 or whatever, my dad used to play SimCity on the computer.
Yeah, Peter used to play that too.
Peter did?
Yeah.
He would.
They should get together and play SimCity.
And it would always like scare me because the UFOs and everything would always come, and I was like 5, so yeah. I was like, oh my god, this is horrible. And then when I got older, I started playing it, and it was really legit, and I had like really, really cool cities, and some of them got destroyed by tornadoes and UFOs and stuff. And
but it happens.
It happens. So yeah, and then I got into Sims. I still play Sims, but I really, really like the original Sims. I used to play that all the time. I had, like, all the expansion packs and everything. Oh, also, funny Sims story. I was playing Sims the other day, and I never really play with the volume up because it kind of annoys me sometimes. So I was playing with the volume up. Oh, this was also with the family that my Sims decided to have midgets. So my game glitched, and all my Sims are midgets. Yeah, so I was playing with my volume up, and a meteor exploded on my Sims house, and they all died. And I was like, are you kidding me? And it scared the crap out of me, because my volume was up, and it was like,
explosion notes.
Yeah, that was...
You should voice explosions instead of people.
I'll be like a Foley artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was my Sims story. I really... Tori just got Sims.
Yeah, Sims 3. I finally got Sims 3.
She has, like, the pet one. I don't have that one yet. Maybe one day.
I started playing, I played, like, N64 and stuff, and I played computer games, and then I started playing Sims in, like, grade 4, and, I didn't stop playing it for, like, a year and a half, and then I got Sims 2, and, yeah, Sims is pretty much a big part of my life. Do you have any funny Sims stories? Shoot those to us as well. Because everyone has a funny Sims story.
Oh yeah, and if you do play Sims, and you don't know about this, there's a mem site, and excuse my language if there's any young listeners out there, and just go to Google and type in fuck yeah Sims mem. And it's like this website about all these like pictures people post of ridiculous things that happen on their Sims, and if you need like a cheer up or whatever.
It is like literally, it makes me laugh every single time.
Yeah, like it's a really explicit name, but it's so funny, so yeah. So you should go there if you like Sims. Also, if you just go to like Membase, they usually have a lot.
Yeah, that's one of our favorite sites.
Yep.
We pretty much look at that every day. So if you like Membase, please tell us because me gusta.
Me gusta.
That's all I have to say
me
about that.
Me gusta Membase. Oh, also, I found my Mall Tycoon disc. Did you have Mall Tycoon?
I didn't have Mall Tycoon.
Mall Tycoon was actually really legit.
I played Zoo Tycoon, though.
Yes, Zoo Tycoon.
And, yeah, we've talked about this, how we used to put all the... I know everyone's done this at one point in their lives, where they put all the tigers and the lions and the leopards and whatever in one cage and block the entrances and then let them loose and made them all angry and then they ate everyone.
And that's like what you would do in Roller Coaster Tycoon, where you'd like get everyone into your park and then block the exits and then put everyone on rides and make all the rides crash and everyone.
I remember my friend and I used to play Roller Coaster Tycoon, and she would actually do like everything, like she would make the rides and whatever, and I would just name all of the guests. and that was my thing. I was just
yeah, naming. And then in the second one or whatever, they're already named. So I would just go and find one that was already named Brooke, and I'd be like, that's me.
That's me. Also, Brooke has never met another Brooke, isn't that right? Or you've never had a friend named Brooke?
I've never had a friend named Brooke. I knew, like, a couple Brooks from high school, but, like, I've never actually been friends with a Brooke.
Except for Black Brooke Nesbitt.
Yeah.
There's a Black Brooke Nesbitt. We found one.
Yep. Oh, I was gonna say, should we tell him about Bernice and Jerome, but that's...
Yeah, maybe we should. We should talk about Habbo Hotel.
We used to go on Habbo Hotel when we had no lives.
Pardon?
I said when we had no lives, but we didn't want anyone to know who we were, so we made alter egos. And I was Jerome.
And I was Bernice, and we were Black people with
fros.
It was
really awesome. And we would make everyone have afros.
Yeah, we would threaten them until they put afros on.
And then some people would just be like, these people are cool, let's wear afros. And then one time we had like 50 people in a room wearing afros, and that was like very life goal.
I have screenshots.
So, but we don't go and have a hotel. Because we're grown up.
No, we're still probably going to go on it at some point. If you ever see two Black people with fros yelling out obscenities, that's yes.
We're so retarded. Yeah. I remember, like, in school and stuff, I used to play. Oh, I already said that. Like, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? And this stupid little math game. Ooh, I'm really good at Tetris. I used to play
Yeah.
Tetris a lot.
Also, Angry Birds. Whoever likes Angry Birds wins because I
Another
love Angry
cookie?
Birds. No, no more cookies, but they win in my heart.
In your heart.
Yes, because I love Angry Birds. And I beat it, and then I updated my phone to iOS 5, and everything crashed.
Everything
And all of my
crashed.
apps got reset, and now I have to beat Angry Birds again. Also, this isn't related to the podcast, and we can cut this out if you want, but Nate put his Facebook status as wants to do something tomorrow. Does he know that we're doing stuff tomorrow?
Yes, he should.
Apparently he doesn't know, so you should let him know.
I will let him know now. Nate is now informed. Also, I'm keeping this in because the world needs to know.
Nate is officially informed.
The world needs to know about our Saturday plans. Actually, don't know what we're doing yet. You guys don't care, so.
Are we going to the Licks in Hamilton?
Yeah. Oh, also, me and Tori lost our jobs.
Yeah, we lost our jobs, so send us money.
Now we don't work together anymore.
No, which is really sad.
And there were a lot of really, really cool people that worked with us. Actually, you guys, they probably don't even care anyway.
Well, maybe they will because they're our loyal fans and they should care about everything that happens to us.
Just
But yeah.
Bradley.
Bradley, send us money.
We'll send you
because
cookies.
we're unemployed and depressed.
And I was like, oh, I'm just getting enough money to buy a PS3, and this happens. So
That sucks. But
one
maybe
day
you'll
I'll
get
fit in.
one day.
One day. What
Also, I don't
else?
know if anyone plays Tekken, but if anyone has Tekken for PS3, tell me how it is. Because I'm debating it. I'm debating on buying it and playing it at Brooke's house.
And I also really want Skyrim, so if anyone wants to buy me Skyrim for Xbox, I would send you a billion cookies. I would stay
A
all
billion
a
cookies.
billion. I would stay up all night and bake you so many cookies. And my cookies are amazing, so. Skyrim! Yay! Or PS3. Or both.
Or both.
I
I
would.
think you mentioned this in the last podcast. I think maybe every podcast you should just talk about how
It'll be
much you
like
want.
subconsciously, and then they'll go to the store and they'll be like, oh, Skyrim, maybe I should buy this for someone.
If you really have a craving for cookies.
Well, you guys can keep sending us emails and questions. Oh, I hope everyone had a nice Thanksgiving, all you American
Yeah,
people. I was
I
gonna say
watched.
that.
Yeah, tell us your Thanksgiving stories if there are any interesting ones.
What'd you guys do for Thanksgiving? Where'd you go? What happened? Who got drunk? Tori got
Wasn't
drunk on
me.
Thanksgiving.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Tori got sick on Thanksgiving because she
Yeah,
drank
I spent
alcohol.
all Canadian Thanksgiving. I spent all day throwing up. I hope you had a better Thanksgiving than I did. You probably did.
Don't drink, kids.
Don't drink and drive.
And if you did, I'm glad you got home safe
Yes.
because that is very dangerous.
It's the past now. There's nothing you can do. Just don't do it again.
Where we'll find you, where the cops will find you. That's not good. Also, I got pulled over once. Okay, I got pulled over. Okay, I got pulled over for going 10 over the speed limit. Everyone in the freaking world goes 10 over the speed limit.
If you don't drive yet, you will go 10 over the speed limit by the time you like first get here.
Like, I don't know, like, about where everyone else lives, but where I live, the speed limit is 50, and that is like, I can walk 50. You know what I mean? Like, it's so slow. And it was stupid because there was a driving student in front of me, so I'm like, what the hell? Also, it was at 7 in the morning, so I was just waking up,
It
and.
was like 6:30 in the morning, wasn't
Yeah, something like that. It was really early. Don't speed.
Don't
Oh,
speed.
also, I forgot to tell you, I saw someone get pulled over right where we got pulled over.
I was with you.
No, I mean, like, oh yeah, you were.
Also, I am now producing a movie about Brooke, and it's called It's Motor Time. And the premise of the story is that Brooke accelerates very quickly at a green light because she wants to get into the right-hand lane. So that's basically going to be the gist of the story. In the movie, it's going to be really epic, and there's going to be a lot of explosions and a lot of cars. And then there's going to be a video game based off of it, which is also called It's Motor Time, and you will just have to accelerate very quickly at a green light to get into another lane. So
That
look
actually
forward to
doesn't
that.
sound
That
half
is a game
bad.
that I am looking forward to.
What about my book, The Adventures of Poopface and Porkins?
Oh yes, from the producers of It's Motor Time comes a book about Brooke's cats and the adventures that they go on,
Yep.
called Poopface and Porkins.
Their real names are Cooper and Stevie, but for some reason I call them Poopface and Porkins because Stevie's like gigantic, enormous, and Cooper smells like poop. So. Yeah, Poop face and Porkins.
Also, we really hope that this podcast lives up to the previous podcast expectations.
We kind of went off topic a lot, but...
Yeah. Well, we
have no lives now that we're unemployed.
Yeah. So... A lot of random stuff happens to us. But if you send us more emails, we'll have more to talk about. And yes. We will stay on topic more. Yes. So send more emails.
And you'll get more cookies.
Yes. Send more emails, get more cookies. That's basically our slogan now.
Yeah.
We've coined that phrase.
Also, when Mia comes back, everyone will be like, Mia, send us cookies. And she'll be like, no.
So yeah, Mia, now you have to send everyone cookies.
Sorry. The hope you can bake. So, yeah. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it.
Keep the support coming.
Yeah. We don't have a page, like we said, because it's not technically our podcast. But stay tuned, because we have actually been planning, like, a YouTube show for a long time now.
It's been, like, a legit a year.
And we have so many things that we want to talk about that we're not talking about on here because they're saved for the other show.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that.
It's going to be special.
It'll be like 50 billion more times awesome than this because it'll be on YouTube so you can actually see us.
And it might be explicit.
Yeah, and it might be really controversial.
Yeah, we might get into heated debates.
Yeah, so.
And have to punch each other out.
Should be fun, though.
Yeah, it should be fun.
Oh, also, someone kept asking about when we're going to do a call-in show. Maybe next week, maybe?
Yeah, if you can find us on Skype. No one else found us on Skype except for Kevin.
Kevin wins the Skype.
Kevin won the Easter egg hunt of finding everyone on Skype.
Kevin gets a cookie.
Does he?
Yep.
Okay. We're gonna have to bake Second Funniest Podcast cookies.
Yep. I also don't know what kind of cookies you guys like, so you'll just get what I bake. They'll be like
whatever we feel like baking.
Oatmeal raisin cranberry.
Oatmeal raisin cranberry. It sounds like something Peter would eat.
Peter, I'll bake Peter. Never mind. Yeah.
Anyway.
So we're gonna.
Thank you for listening to us. And we hope this was as good as the first one.
If not, tell us, because then we'll
step it up a notch.
Yeah, we'll try to not be so idiotic.
Yeah.
So we will talk to you guys next week. Keep the emails coming at theladygamers@hotmail.com. You don't have to have a specific topic to email us at. Also, if you can find us on Skype, you can add us on Skype. Thank you, and we will see you guys next week. Bye.